All right, now let's deal with this situation. I'm looking at, you know, there was an article in the paper this morning about population replacement. And we were talking about the fact that whether it's irresponsible to have children if they can't afford them. They're currently in Ireland, like many other countries around Europe, we're below population replacement. You might not think that's important, but it's extremely important. To keep up the population the same as it is in the demographic of the population as it is right now, we need to have 2.1 children. I know you can't have 0.1 of a child, but you get the gist. Per couple, we're currently at 1.7. We're 4.4 below what we should be, which is a disaster when you take it in over time. Well, that means that essentially in 30, 40 years' time, the population will have got a lot older and more people will be on a pension and there won't be enough young people working to pay tax for those pensions. So it's an economical problem. The main reason that people say they're having less children is because they can't afford it. Larger houses are also expensive. Childcare is expensive. And children are expensive. They cost roughly 150,000 up to the age of 18 years of age. And that's getting away likely, by the way. So you do get some help from the state in the form of child benefit. And, you know, the odd grant every now and again if you're not too well off. It's not enough to raise a child. I think it's fair to say that as a society, we cannot ignore the elephant in the room, which is why choose to have children when your current situation is not ideal and you don't have a roof over your head, possibly. Some people will say that it's unfair to judge someone in that situation based on how many children they have. Some people will say, for example, that they may have had a roof over their head and lost it. Because we've a lot of people in this country at the moment, 14,000, living in temporary accommodation with children. I mean, there are some that say, you know, who don't care about the affordability and just go ahead and have large families anyway. But those children invariably don't get the same opportunities in life because they don't have the same money within the family or opportunities. You could argue it didn't do us any harm when we were brought up. We had much bigger families when we were younger and we didn't have as much money. But we did okay. So here's the question. Is it irresponsible to have children if you don't have the money? Is it irresponsible to have children if you don't have the money? Now, there's a wider argument about the government and they should be providing more for families, encouraging us to have children. But is it irresponsible to have children if you don't have the money? Let me go to Jessica. Jessica, hi, how are you?
Hiya.
Good. Jessica, is it irresponsible to have, you know, lots and lots of babies when you don't have very much money?
If you know for a fact you don't have the financial means for them, then yeah.
Well, you're relying on the state to give you, you know, children's allowance or, you know, Mickey money or whatever they call it nowadays. You're relying on the state to, you know, you're basically living off the state. People do it.
That's what kind of gets my goat as well, because it's like, well, you decided to have children. Why should the rest of us have to fork the bill just so you can look after Johnny?
Because it's, well, you know what I mean? I would have been like you. I would have kind of said the same probably many, many years ago to some degree. But I also believe that we have an opportunity, a responsibility. Although, you know, Mary down the road who has four kids and three different fathers and, you know, doesn't really care, she's living on the welfare, and you're kind of saying, well, why is it my responsibility to raise her kids, to pay for her kids? As a taxpayer, we have a civic duty to do it because those children will grow up to have jobs and pay taxes, hopefully. You know, do you understand what I'm saying? So it is in our interest that those Jewish children grow up and be successful.
No, but I still think, like, I still think you're being stupid if you're there, like, right, I barely have enough money to put, just enough money to put electricity in, to have the roof over the head and have food in the fridge. Let's add in a child that, although they're blessings, don't get me wrong, they will drain your pocket to the very last cent. Like, how is that not stupidity? Mm-hmm. Like, it's literally the definition of cutting your cloth to meet your measure. Guess what? Child may not be, even a second child, if you already have one, won't be even an inch of a cloth that you can cut then to keep the measure. I just think it's baffling. Now, maybe I'm just coming from the case of I have no kids, and maybe that's where I'm coming from, but I do not understand.
Would you like to have kids in the future? Would you like to have kids?
I would, yeah. No. My limit would be one.
One?
But that's for the fact I have a very low patience.
Right,
so
okay.
Won't be enough to drive me mental.
Handing over that and drive you to distraction. Yeah, okay. Many, many years ago, I did topics on radio, and if somebody had one child, they were called selfish. And they said it was unfair and all those kind of things. But nowadays, that's much more common, because as I mentioned already, the average amount of children now that a family are having is 1.7.
But now, if you don't have, even if you don't have one child yourself, so it's, you're damned if you do, and then you have too many, you're kind of looked bad on. So it's damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Well, hang on, let me go to Jonathan as well. Jonathan, hi, how are you?
How are you doing, all?
Jonathan, is it wrong to be having kids when you don't have really an awful lot of money?
Well, it's like you said yourself, my life was like you a couple of years back as well. My opinions have really shifted as regard of, I would have thought, you know, having loads of kids, they fund them was a ridiculous thing to do. But
yeah, you're a sponger, yeah.
Like you, yeah, but like you said, as, look, what's the Constitution say about mommy staying at home and being financially supported by the state to raise their children? You know?
Yeah, of course,
let's,
yeah.
Let's push hard on that. You know, we need, as you said yourself, people are having less children. They're stressed out of their heads. They're working like dogs to pay the mortgage, throwing their kids out from morning to night, collecting to put them to bed, you know? The population is declining, the birth rate is declining. We need more children to be born in Ireland. And I have this issue, like you said, there's lots of foreign nationals coming to this country, as we all know, and they have no problem having children.
Well, that's culture. That's not just because they think they can get money.
I understand
it's a cultural thing.
Not, I understand that now, but culturally in 25 years' time, where are we going to be? This all stems back to the same thing. It's all, you know, to my mind anyway, it's all the same thing. You know, yeah, we're being told you can't have them, but all these other people
can have them. Yeah, I know, I know, and say, for example, on the continent of Africa, for example, you know, or Pakistan or India, you know, people will have 6 and 7 kids. It's quite common.
Yeah.
And that doesn't change if they move to Ireland or move to England or whatever it happens to be. That doesn't change.
No, they bring their culture with them. That's fair enough.
Well, so we're only having 1.7 and other people are having 5 or 6. Yeah.
But culturally, like you said yourself, Noel, you and I was a kid, we had like 6, 7, 8 children in families where you couldn't afford it. But if daddy went out to work, he could afford to sustain his family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you didn't have it all, but you could get fed. Your house was warm, you know, you could live, you could be in your house. None of that can happen anymore. Like, if you can't raise children in hotel rooms and apartments. You know, it's, I think we should be having more children. I think we should be geared toward pushing the Irish population to have more children. I think that the government should be pushing. Like I said, Constitution's been up in arms, they've been talking about it.
Have you got kids yourself?
I have 3 children, though. I have 3.
Okay.
And I'm done with having kids. Like, oh, you got the snippety-snip, you know?
Yeah, and what do you say to people like Jessica, who's only going to have 1? She couldn't be dealing with more than that, to be honest with you.
And actually,
I feel sorry for them if they did, because Jessica hasn't got the patience.
The thing about Jessica, I'll say this to Jessica, when she has her first child, and she picks that child up into her arms,
she'll want another one.
I don't think so.
You don't know Jessica.
I don't know Jessica. But like I said, I didn't want any children, and then I had 1. I didn't plan for them. But yeah. I work hard. I'm out working every day.
Go, sorry, Jessica. Go ahead.
Go on, Jessica. Go on.
You must have the patience of a saint then, because just 1. Like I have a mate who works in a crash in childcare, and I'm like, how the hell do you do it? Because I would be driven mental.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not for me.
2 is okay, actually. You know, I had 3. But 2 is okay. But the third one then puts a huge amount of pressure.
Then when they're older.
Yeah, but when you have the third one then, it pushes you over the edge.
But it's that thing as well, Noel, I think. It's like you said, it's that thing as well. People having children, we're stuck at home all day with them. You know, that kind of way.
But we do need 3. We need roughly 3 kids per person. That's what we need.
And like I said, I was like you years ago, and I listened to all the bullshit around me. Oh, there's too many people in the world. Oh, population's too big and blah, blah, blah. That's none of that's true.
No, it's not.
We've been
annoyed
so much about the thing.
I know. Don't get me wrong. The climate change people would be delighted, by the way.
5 years ago, Noel, I would have been like you, you know, like I said. Yeah. But all of my opinions have shifted in the last 5 years across the board. Because, like I said, wakey time.
Stay there a second. Let me go to Martin as well. Martin, hi, how are you?
Morning.
Martin.
I'm very, very well, Noel. Good afternoon. Thank you.
Good, Martin. Firstly, we do need to have more children. We need to start having more children. Otherwise, we're in trouble as from a population point of view and a financial and economical point of view. But should you be having kids if you can't afford them?
Just if I could take a little segue before getting into that. Leo, if you can hear me, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Good luck to you. He sounded like he was going to start crying there. I know, crying with joy.
Tears of joy.
Yeah, I was going to say that, yeah. Anyway,
No. But on this topic, look, we all have there's a primal drive. Well, not we all. But the vast majority of people, there's a primal drive within us to have children.
Yeah.
Some people are happy with 1. Some people want to have numerous children.
Yeah.
I wouldn't judge anyone on the decisions they make with regard to how many children they either do or do not have. But the simple fact is, that it's a very complex subject and it's multi-layered. I think people's expectations are far too high. You know, people think that if they have two children, they need to be able to take them on holidays. They need to be able to give them iPads and all this kind of, you know, all of that. People feel guilty if they can't provide that for their children. I mean, look at the number of children you see walking around with smartphones. It's ludicrous, in my opinion. Mm. But the whole thing of the way the country is run and governed, that's where it stems from. Because the Irish population, we're not being replaced, we're being displaced. Mm. And that's a policy. That's a policy that's being driven particularly by the World Economic Forum, which Leo is head, neck and ears into. He's what was that expression someone used there to you a while ago? Like, dug in like an Alabama tick, you know? He's well in there, and I think he'll do well with the WEF. He's one of the golden boys of the WEF. But we are definitely being displaced, not replaced.
Yeah.
And you can see it. I mean, look, I'm all for helping people, you know, give them a hand up, but they have to be willing to help themselves up, whether they be, you know, natural born Irish citizens, you know, or whether they be people that come into the country. But if you come into the country, contribute. I mean, we're looking. I went slowly down through town there the other evening, and it's become a place I no longer recognise. And all of this plays, it's all part of the one thing. It's to drive, in my opinion, it's a deliberate policy to drive people to despair and depression, because people are easier to control if they're living in fear. They run to the government.
No, I understand that. That's a wider issue, Martin. But generally speaking, should you be having kids if you can't afford it? If you're on a low income, should you be having four kids? Now, don't get me wrong, the state will pick up the tab and give you some money, but should you be relying on the state?
No, you shouldn't be relying on the state. You should be relying on your own abilities.
Okay, well, hang on a second, because I need to get to a lot of people here. Morris, hi, how are you?
How you doing? Everybody forgets that Jesus was born in a stable with no money and no house over his head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, with the three wise men giving him gifts.
So he was the poorest man in the world when he was born, came into the world with nothing, and he ended up saving the world. Never give up on children. They're a great asset.
And even if you can't afford them. Even if you can't afford it.
Well, listen, hang on a minute now before you start thinking about can't afford them. You know, if you're blessed by God to be able to have children and bring... Go and procreate. What about your religious thoughts and beliefs? Go forward and make... Listen, do you know the reason why the kids in Ireland had 3 months off in the summer all those years ago when you were a child and I was a child?
Yeah, because they used to work on the farm.
The government and the church said, give them 12 weeks off and we'll use them to take in the crops.
That's right.
And it won't cost us any money.
Yeah, for the harvest.
That's what they think of children in this country. Mm. That's the regard I held in, and it hasn't changed.
But that wasn't only in Ireland. They did that in most countries in the world for the same reason.
No, it was mostly here, because they only get 4 weeks holidays in England.
Yeah, but it was the reason for daylight saving, from what I remember. It was the reason for daylight saving as well, was, you know, to have more daylight for the harvest.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be using kids as slave labour. Now, so we're moaning about... You heard that guy...
There's nothing wrong with kids. Hold on, there's nothing wrong with the tradition of children working on a farm.
Yeah, but listen, hang on a minute. The guy that was on before we there, Martin, saying all the kids walking around with smartphones. Who's making them? Only kids in sweatshops in China?
No, I know, yeah.
There you go. So if you can afford to have your children, and by all means bring them on. But like you said, the government look upon the people of Ireland as lab rats. Let them all have 3 kids each, and every child they have will carry 3 people on the dole. When they're old enough to walk and pay.
What do you say to people who only have one child? Is that a bad thing?
No, one is better than none. But then again, an only child is a lonely child. So you're never going to win. Yeah.
An only child is a lonely child, Jessica. I hope you're listening.
I don't believe that now. Because like my niece is an only child and she doesn't mind. She's happy as Larry. So, I mean, like, I don't buy into that whole, oh, they're a lonely child. Like, no. They've cousins, they've mates, like, would you rather them have Hitler a sibling and they're caring lumps out of each other?
Adolf Hitler was an only child. Look what happened to him.
I don't think every only child's going to turn out like Adolf Hitler, in fairness. They do say that only children or people who are only childs, they a lot of them are spoiled.
Pretty much so, yeah. Well, like I mean to say, I'm one of 10 children.
And you're only youngest of three, and I was a spoiled little bitch.
Yeah.
Still am.
Yeah.
That girl walks in crashes. It's the worst job you can have because it turns you off having children.
No, she doesn't. Her mate does. She wouldn't. Jessica wouldn't work in a crash. She'd kill the children.
No, I'd be driven to that.
She'd lose her. She'd lose her mind, Mara. It's her mate works in a crash. She's only going to have one child because she can't deal with more than one. But getting back to Mara's, I understand what you're saying, and I think we should be encouraging children to have more, or people to have more children, because we're not having enough at the moment. But in saying that, there has to be limits too. That has to be based on your income, doesn't it?
Oh well, listen. Like you said, if you can't afford it, if you can't afford to buy it, don't be borrowing money.
By the way, you mentioned a few minutes ago Adolf Hitler. I don't think Hitler was an only child, by the way. I think he had five brothers and sisters.
I'm not 100% sure. No, there was a song about him saying Adolf Hitler had only one ball.
Adolf Hitler only had one big ball, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, that's nothing to do with his family. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole other argument. But hang on. Sorry, Morris, I got to go to somebody else. But go on, what do you want to say quickly before you go there?
Yeah, and just to remind people too, if you have an only child, you know, no other kid is going to play with it. My mother grew up beside.
Why would no other kid play with us?
They're so ugly, you had to tie a bone around his neck instead of a dog next door to play with it.
See you, Maris. Thanks. Let me go to Lorraine. Lorraine, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good. Is it irresponsible to have children if you don't have much money?
100%. Why would you bring another? I am lucky enough to have three kids, and I'm lucky enough for my partner to work full time, but I couldn't afford a fourth.
Yeah, but he has eight.
Well, Jay pays for his.
I'm just saying he has eight. It's a lot of kids.
Yeah, but Jay pays for all of his kids. We don't rely on the state. If you can't afford, unfortunately, we can't afford it. What's the point in bringing another child, another male into the world where you can't afford it, where you're struggling?
But here's the thing, I could argue, Lorraine, that, you know, when my parents had three kids, right, me and my brother and sister, right, you know, they weren't that well off. We lived in a terraced house in Edenmore, social welfare, terraced house, Dublin Corporation. We didn't have much money. My mother used to throw coats over us on the beds because we were freezing. So, you know what I mean? And we turned out okay.
No, I'm in a council house. I get that. I am in a council house.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But I couldn't afford it. I wouldn't bring.
Well, there's the thing. And by the way, I'm not trying to insult you by saying this, right? But you couldn't. Yeah. You have four kids. You'd need a four-bedroom house, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't afford a four-bedroom house, could you?
No.
Well, there you go.
Nope.
Well, there you go. That contradicts your own argument, doesn't it? Really.
But I wouldn't bring. I wouldn't bring a fourth child into the world. I've only got three.
Three. Yeah.
I've only got three that live with me full time, and I. Kind of like, we're not that we're well off, because by no means am I. As I said, I'm in a council house, but we're comfortable. If I brought another child,
yeah, but you couldn't afford. You can't afford your. I mean, you couldn't afford 400 grand tomorrow for a house in Dublin, right? For a 3-bed house, even, right? Nor could I. So, and what I'm saying is, so the reason you have those children is because the state steps in and says, okay, look, we'll foot the bill for this, we'll foot the bill for that. Here's some children's allowance. Here's a grant for books for school or whatever, if you need it, or whatever. So. You do that because you rely, obviously, on the state to help you out in some way, right? And please don't take this as an insult. I'm not trying to insult you. So, in other words, you can't afford to have three children, nor could I afford to have five or six children, for example. Sure. But yet, I would like to think the state would help me if I wanted to do that. Isn't that the point, really?
But I have, my partner works full time, so I have him. I'm not relying solely on the state.
No, I know that. I know that. But we all rely partly on the state.
We do, but I just think it's selfish. I think if you just bring another child into the world, if you can afford 10 children, have the 10 children. I'm not saying that. If you can afford 10 kids, you have the 10 kids. But I just think it's quite selfish. I wouldn't personally bring another child into the world because I can't afford it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be fair. To me, it wouldn't be fair. I'd be letting down my other three, and I'd be letting down the child I bring into the world.
Look at the population we have now. It's because people had bigger families when they were younger. Now, that population is going to start declining. You know, when I was a kid, You know, like, for example, there was one family in Edenmore where I lived. They lived in a three-bed house and they had 18 children.
My mom is from a family. She has nine sisters and six brothers. She had just 16 of my nanny. And they like that as well, lived in a three-bedroom house.
Yeah, and if those families didn't exist, a lot of us wouldn't exist today because they populated the country.
I understand that, but at the
they
same
know
time,
money.
Look at the world we're living in now. We can barely afford to what we have. Like, do you really want to bring another child into the world that you're struggling as it is? It's not fair on that child.
But what does a child need? It needs food, clothes and love.
Clothes and shelter and love. But I know personally myself, I couldn't afford a fourth child.
But you could, Lorraine. You know, if you weren't buying sort of an iPhone for one of them and a holiday and whatever.
Mine don't have phones.
Whatever. But you know, do you understand what I'm saying? You could cut your cloth.
You could cut. I know, I get what you're saying. I just think it's selfish. If you can't afford, I couldn't afford it. I just know personally myself, I couldn't afford to bring a fourth child in the world, so I won't.
Okay. All right, so it is selfish, you think, to do it.
I think if you can't afford it, it's selfish. You're not going to go out and buy a brand new car if you can't afford it.
Okay, well, stay there a second. Let me go to David. David, hi, how are you?
How are you, Niall?
Is it a right to have children or something like that? I don't know. Should you have the money before you have them?
We want that I think that's quite kind of an arbitrary thing because, like, you could have a good job today and no job tomorrow. And today you could afford to. Let's say you could afford children today, and then you lose your job suddenly. What are you going to do? You're going to throw your children out or what?
Yeah. Hopefully, we don't all think doomsday scenarios. You know what I mean?
Like children are like you can see all over the place. There's a declining population, left, right, and centre. Like
yeah, there's a decline in the world's population by the way at the moment.
Yeah, I mean it's going to have massive repercussions.
Yeah.
Really soon. And just from a global standpoint, like it's better for the economy if more people are having children. But I'm one of six actually, and my parents were never like terribly well off and stuff. And you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. Like as you said there, you cut your claw and that. But I'd rather have all my siblings around than more materials, more goods, because things come and go, and there's nothing better than having family around, especially if you have a good family looking after each other and stuff, and it builds up the society that you live in.
Well, Lorraine believes that you shouldn't be having them if you can't afford to have them, because according to the researchers, children cost roughly 15,000 up to the age of 18, or 150,000.
It's in the interest of every government in the world to promote more people having more children because of the importance of keep propping up the future economy.
Well, of course, because if we continue what we're doing at the moment at 1.7 children, which is 0.4 below population replacement, in 50 years' time there'll be too many old people.
In many ways, like the whole like the decline of the population and stuff. Is kind of like you could probably analyze it as an increase in kind of a selfish way of life, that you want less children so you can enjoy more
life,
having more holidays, more expensive.
Is that part of the problem then as well, David? Nowadays, it's not because we can't afford them. It's because, well, let's be clear about it. Women are going to work; they have careers as well. And, you know, there's nobody there to mind the children anymore, and childcare is quite expensive. And people want to have two cars, they want to have a holiday, they want to enjoy their life a little bit better. Their women are now waiting till they're in their mid or early 30s to have their first child, where it would have been 18, 20 years ago. So is that part of the problem now, that we're becoming a little bit self-absorbed?
Yeah, I think that definitely feeds into it. And it's also a perfect storm where if anyone did want to have a child or more children, they're stuck in this position where, really, it's quite impossible to live in this country unless there's two people working. Like the state is very much poised against families who are on a single income, which used to be sufficient to be able to support a whole family. You used to be able to do that on a single income, but now it's barely even possible to live on two incomes. can't even have a lot.
Well, but that's because we've become more materialistic. We don't only have one car. We have two. We have an internet bill. We have a mobile phone bill. We have a Netflix bill. We have Sky bill. We have all those extra bills that we never had before.
Yeah, and really, if it, like, I mean, I have four kids myself, and you have to kind of take a look at what you have. Like, what am I actually using here? And you're constantly reevaluating. Is there anything I can get rid of? So that I can
rather than one of the kids.
Yeah, well, I mean, and even like I've kind of I'm talking to my kids now. They range in age from 6 to 13, and I'm kind of priming them now. I'm just like, look, guys, start thinking about setting up your own business now, because you're gonna have to like earn your keep.
Yeah.
And like they're all, it's funny, children are very innovative, because there's my youngest son is 6, and he's starting to draw. He's very good at art, so he's calling up my sister, his auntie, and he's going, do you want to buy some of my art? Right? Goes, that will be 10 euros. I'll give you these pictures for 10 euro. And so he's setting up these art deals with.
That's good. Always a good way to start as an entrepreneur at that age, I can tell you. But I mean, Lorraine, there you go. David's argument is, you know, what does a child really need? It needs, as I said already, food, love, and a shelter. That's really all a child needs.
I understand that. But the child also needs, like, you've got to think of, like, education, clothes, its future. It's not just a case of having the child, bringing it home, and that's it. Like, they're not free.
You're talking about, like, education now. Didn't the state just bring in a thing now? All PLC courses now are free. You've got, like, free books.
The state have brought in books are free for kids in our primary school, but their uniforms aren't. Their shoes aren't. Everything else they need for school is free.
But it's not hugely expensive. And if you're below the threshold, you get a back to school grant.
I get my kids' uniforms in Dunn stores. They're like €6 for a pair of tracksuit.
See,
bottoms.
We're not allowed to do that. Ours have to have the crest on it.
That's a lot of shite, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, but in saying that, it is something you have to bank on, Lorraine. And it's not hugely expensive in the big scheme of things. It's not that expensive.
I know, but to me, I couldn't afford. I just know for myself personally, or maybe it's because Jay has the 8 kids and we have 8. I just know I couldn't bring. Because as I said, Jay does pay for all 8 of his kids. So I know for myself.
My kids go to school as well, and the school gives us a school crest, an iron-on school crest for €3.
No, see, ours doesn't. We have to go into school shop and buy it.
Yeah, I think every parent out there should demand that the school does exactly what David's school does. Yeah.
That's the policy. It's actually changed.
This idea of sending you off to a specific shop, I won't name the one that my kids used to be sent to, it's in Swords, but sending you off to a specific shop that you must buy the uniform off them, which is probably 3 times the price of what the garment is actually worth, is just ridiculous. But anyway, getting back to forwarding kids, let me just go to Evan as well. Evan, hi.
How's it going there?
Good. Evan, you know, we listen to David and Lorraine there, who have slightly opposite views, but in saying that, there's a commonality between it as well. But should you have to have money to have kids? Should you need to afford them?
I do see a real commonality between them, but I suppose taking this from the perspective as a young man in my late 20s, the real question, I suppose, is why is the reproductive rate dropping? It's because young people don't see a future. Like, I would love to have kids. We can't get a home. We can't get anything. We can't get any sort of stable base. I don't think you need to have money to have kids. I think you need to have a stable foundation. Like, I know it was done in the past, but I certainly, if I'm still living at home, I wouldn't want to be bringing my own kids from 3 generations in the one house. That's not how it was done in the day.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. Yeah, you kind of don't see yourself. You don't own a home at the moment, obviously.
No, we don't. We're the rental market and everything is so bad that, like, you know, myself and my partner, we're currently in a house share with 3 other couples.
What age did you say?
Late 20s, I'm 28.
That's ridiculous, isn't it? That you're still in a situation where you're house sharing at that age.
Yeah.
You know, and by the way, I know that's not your fault, and I do feel sorry for young couples.
Yeah.
You know?
It's, and like, we would. We would love to have a kid in the near future, but currently all we're doing, every penny we have spare, is going to trying to get our own home, even if we could just rent our own home.
The person you blame for that is the fellow who just resigned from his job today. That's his fault.
That's the one.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be any better, by the way, but whoever replaces him, it's not going to make an ounce of difference. You're still in the same situation. Ireland is one of the most expensive places to live in the world.
And I suppose I do see then Lorraine's point that, like, you know, I don't necessarily think it's selfish to then have a child in the world when you can't afford it, but I do think you need to have the basic fundamentals.
Yeah, it needs to be practical about it. Yeah, there's no point in you having a kid sharing a house.
Fair enough, yes. Mm. A child, at the end of the day, really just needs love and support and all that. But then again, there is everything else.
They need a bedroom and a roof over their head.
Exactly, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, David, I'm understanding what Evan is saying there. You know, he's in his late 20s and he's still house sharing. That's not unusual, by the way, David, nowadays.
No, and I had my first child when I was 21 in not ideal circumstances. In fact, most of my children were born in not ideal circumstances. But and I rent as well. I don't own my own home. If you look at countries that are doing something about this, you see the likes of Norway, which... you always look at Norway, they always seem to do everything right. They're like the top of the class, seemingly, in most things. But one of the things they're doing is they're recognizing, perhaps a little too little too late, but they're doing tax incentives for women who have more children. Hungary is giving women who have more than three children tax-free for life or something like that, and then support to buy a home. So, I mean, there's a lot of policy issues that can be put into place to make it happen.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for that, David. Let me just go to Christine. Christine, hi, how are you?
Hey, Niall, how are you?
Good. I mean, listen to Evan there. Poor old Evan. Jeepers, he's in his late 20s. And
well, like, I'm in my late 20s myself, and I have a son, and I have me and my partner, we're due to get married soon. He has kids as well. And I'm only just after getting my first house there last week, a council house. But, like, I had my child when I was young, and I wasn't, like, you know, in a stable relationship, but I was renting at the time. And then COVID hit, and I couldn't afford it anymore, so I ended up moving back home. And
But you qualify for a council house. I don't think Evan does.
Yeah.
But you qualify for a council house.
Luckily I did. And now I'm on the list for the last 9 years, and I had to fight tooth and nail to get it.
Can I say something? And I don't mean to interrupt. I certainly don't mean to insult anybody. But I find that all, Lorraine and Christine, you're both getting a council house. That's great, by the way. I'm delighted for the two of you, right? But it's a bit unfair on Evan, isn't it? That he's...
Single men are left behind.
He's not single, he has a partner.
No, yeah. I mean, but I think the problem.
But if he has a child,
a house before him.
Yeah, sorry, Christine. Go ahead, Christine.
If he has a child, he should be like entitled to a two bedroom for him and his son, just like me and my son are. Do you know what I mean? But I fought tooth and nail. I emailed them. I literally hounded and harassed to get a house. Do you know what I mean? And it worked. And my local councillor gave me an awful lot of support as well. But like. With the price of kids, yeah, they're mentally expensive. But, like, I don't, like, my son is 7, so I don't get, like, much money for him anymore because I lost my money for him when he turned 7. So I don't get money for him anymore, but I work part-time.
And what money were you getting for him up to 7? That's for single parent allowance, is it?
Yes. I was getting, but like anyone that's given out about parents getting that, like, or anything, I guarantee you they're all getting child benefits. Every single person that I, to the best of my knowledge, is entitled to child benefits.
Okay.
If they think they're so
and is it
well
just
off,
you or you and your, who's living in the house? Just you and your partner, or are you?
Yeah, we're not actually living together yet, but like we will be when we get our new place. Do you know what I mean? Hopefully,
right.
So.
Oh, okay.
Like it's just me at home at the minute, like so.
Oh, okay.
Like, do you know what I mean? Mm. It's just with the cost of like rearing a child, it's not easy. It's really, really, really
not.
My son's school is one of those schools I heard you saying a minute ago about uniform stuff like that, and like I go against the school rules and their policy. I go into Dunn's and I get his uniform there, and do you know what I mean? And everything there. But I do also have one crested jumper and one crested T-shirt because they have crested T-shirts as well, not just jumpers. And they have a crested uniform jumper.
But here's the thing. I'm listening to both of you. And you're both saying, yeah, you should be able to have, if you want to have children to some degree, but you should be responsible about it, if you have money. And then I listen to poor Evan. Are you still there, Evan? Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, yeah. So Evan was with his partner, and he's sharing a house with other people.
I mean, I think that he should be entitled to the same thing we were.
Have you tried? Has he tried? Evan, I don't know what you're wearing, Evan, or if you're on good money or whatever. Have you tried applying for council housing?
I work public sector, and we've been on the council house list now for the guts of 18 months, but...
I was on it nine years.
Yeah, but in that, sorry for interrupting, but in that 9 years, Christine and Lorraine, that you were on it, I'm assuming you were getting either a rent allowance or a HAP.
No, I applied for a HAP in my office.
We shared the rent, me and Jade.
Okay. Evan, can you get a HAP on a HAP scheme?
My own house.
Not in a rent share.
No, not in a rent share. I mean, will you get, if you're living in Dublin, the HAP in Dublin can be paid up to 2,000 now, isn't it? 2,200. Oh, no, only if you've got loads of kids, isn't it?
But to the best of my knowledge, the council rate in Dublin is a good couple of years.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no,
would have been often to leave Dublin, Evan. I left Dublin, and that's when I got my rent halved when I left Dublin. I left the city of Dublin, and I went down to Westmeath, and my rent halved. And then I ended up getting my house in Westmeath, but I had to leave Dublin.
See, it is easier to have children if you're outside Dublin. Let's be clear about it.
Oh, 100%. I would never go back to Dublin. I'd never go back.
I mean, Christine's in the middle of nowhere.
I'm in Tipperary, so I've no experience in Dublin.
I'm in Waterford down here, right down at the south of the country, and it's like, fair enough, Dublin's probably a lot more manic, but still not easy anywhere you go.
Mm. What's the average rent in Waterford?
For three-bed house. Two or three bed house could be upwards of 1,500.
It's even expensive for Waterford. Jesus.
Yeah.
Christine, how much is a house to rent, a three bed house in Tipperary?
Oh, Jesus. A three bedroom house to rent in Tip, I haven't a clue how much that would be. Like, when I was renting, I had a two bedroom flat in Tip, and it was, I think, was it like 80 euro a week?
Well, get the chase, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, and that was a two-bedroom flat in the town, like, so.
Right, okay. And were you getting a rent allowance or a HAP for that as well? No.
I qualified for it, but by the time it kicked in, like, COVID had hit, I had to wait for it to be backdated and stuff like that, and they were slow about doing it, so I was paying it myself, but I was told I'd get the money backdated, and I actually never went about it.
Yeah, I'm just looking online here. Four-bedroom house in Waterford, 2,400, I think. I'll have a look now and see what Tipperary is like. Thank you for that, Christine. Let me just go to Angela as well. Angela, hi, how are you?
Grand, how are you, Niall?
How are you doing? Lorraine is on the roll here today. Lorraine says you must be able to afford to have children before you have them.
Absolutely.
I thought you were going to disagree with her.
So did I. She normally does.
No, I am in total agreement. I mean, like, the country has gone to SH1T. Do you know what I mean? It has absolutely gone to it. And why would you want to bring kids into this kind of environment at the moment?
Because hopefully we'll fix it. I mean, part of the problem has just left today. So hopefully we can fix it. Let's be clear about it, and let's not, you know, mind our P's and Q's here. Leo Varadkar's made a bollocks of the country.
Yep.
And now he's jumping off the sinking ship. Yeah.
Yeah, Leo and Micheál both made bollocks of the country. But can I ask you an honest question?
Yeah.
Who has ever done any good for this country?
I think a few of them have throughout the years.
You can't name them, though, can you?
But if I did, you wouldn't agree with me, so there's no point. I like Bertie Ahern.
I like Bertie Ahern.
And here you go. I'm going to be really controversial here, okay? I like Charlie Haughey. Yeah.
You like Charlie Haughey?
Hang on. He's a crook. There's no doubt about it. He was a crook.
But they all are.
You're going to
call him an honest crook, are you?
No. No, what I'll say was, at least these people in the past cared if they were caught doing something wrong. The lot that we have now don't care if they get caught.
They don't care if they get caught. They don't care. They don't give a shit. Sinn Féin are the worst opposition party.
Yeah, you watch what happens in the election, but people will vote for them.
I don't think they will.
How could anybody vote for a political party whose leader, Mary Lou McDonnell, turns around the doll and refers to pregnant people as pregnant people, not pregnant women?
People are not women.
Yeah.
You know, people are beginning to open their eyes to Sinn Féin. They really are.
Sorry, Lorraine. Yeah,
you know,
Mary Lou MacDonald is a complete and utter turncoat.
Hmm?
She completely turned her back on. I was Sinn Féin, and I completely up to about a couple of 6 months ago, I would have voted her. I can't stand her now. She's a complete and utter turncoat.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people are the same.
So who are you going to vote for?
Me?
I'll vote for myself, and I'll do a better job than the whole fucking lot of them in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going totally independent. I don't care. I'm not voting for any of them. And I'm sorry, I was fuming yesterday with a lot of the media out there. I'm not saying they glorified him, but Piers McCauley dying yesterday, they shouldn't have even mentioned him. They should have just let him die a death for what he did in this country. You know, and to Jerry McCabe and to a lot of people out there.
Yeah, I was surprised it got any headline, any newspaper coverage at all. Who cares about it?
I wouldn't have.
His family cares, I'm sure.
Type of people,
yeah.
No, any of those type of people, let them off. Don't even mention them, you know. But no, I'll vote independent. But getting back to the topic, why would you want to bring children in here? First of all, if you can't afford it. Because if you can't afford it now, you certainly couldn't have afforded it a couple of years ago. And you certainly can't afford it in the future. And all you do then is get on and moan and borrow money and go into debt to try and keep up with the Joneses down the road. And anyone who says they don't, they do.
See, there's part of the argument I agree with both of you, right? But in a sense, right? The logical part of my brain. But the other part of my brain says, my parents couldn't afford it and had three kids. We had a lot less. My father, at 1 year, said he couldn't afford shoes for me or shoes for himself. So because he wanted to buy me a bike, you know, for Christmas. So, and he didn't buy a pair of shoes for himself. So what I'm saying is parents sacrificed. They had one car. You know what I mean? Didn't have two cars. We didn't have fancy holidays. You know what I mean?
No, I was very privileged growing up. I had a fantastic mother and father. We always had a holiday. You know, there was always...
Yeah, but you're younger than me. You're younger than me.
I'm not that much... I'm 50 this year. I'm not that much younger than you.
You're still younger than me.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, with what's going on in this world anyway, with social media, I know I can't have kids now, but I sit here going, thank you, God. You know?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't like to be bringing a child up.
Will you have saved 150,000 over 18 years? Because that's, they say, that's how much a child costs.
I'd say more. I'd say treble that.
Oh, I'd say 100, so would I.
Would you really think it's more than that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they're not taking into account, you know...
But seven to ten grand a year, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, they're not taking into account getting the Nike runners and the Adidas tracksuits and that, and there's loads of others out there.
When your child hits the age that they don't like pennies or duns and all it has to be is labels. Yeah.
And going to camps and going to this.
Okay, well, hang on. I want to come to Dave as well. By the way, I hope it keeps fine for both of you because according to the polls of the weekend, 28% of people still seem to like Sinn Féin, 19% of people like Fianna Fáil, and 19% of people like Fine Gael. So, I mean, people are very short memories. Either that or the population are stupid, one or the other. Let me just go to Dave. Dave, hi, how are you?
That's a crack. Hey, did I hear you defending Bertie again?
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Oh, jeez.
I wasn't actually defending Bertie. I was defending the time that was. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No.
I'm not defending Charlie Haughey and his carry-on or Bertie Ahern and his carry-on. I'm defending the time when a government, I believe, cared about the people somewhat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. That's fair enough. I thought you were going to do the whole, if you ran for president, I'd probably vote for him shtick again.
Well, it depends if it was a Hobson's choice. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I don't know. I think we should just leave Michael D there until he dies.
Right. Okay. He can't do anything. An Irish peasant is kind of pointless anyway. Doesn't do anything.
But that's what I'm saying. Leave Michael D. He's well spoken. He's up in Irish literature, and he literally looks like a leprechaun.
He's not well at the moment. He's not well at the moment, is he?
Looks like a leprechaun. That's what I want. Open the door, or open the T-shock, a leprechaun.
So, Dave, getting back to, should you be having kids if you can't afford them?
I think it depends, really. Like, how much can you not afford them? I mean, like, are we talking, like, really, really destitute here, or...
No, not really destitute.
Cut back on a few bits?
No, you're like Lorraine, let's say. Sorry, Lorraine. You're like Lorraine. You're just the average woman with a husband with an average job, you know, maybe in a council house. You know, you've already got two or three kids. Should we have another one? Lorraine said she wouldn't have another one because she can't afford another one.
Well, yeah. Well, look, I mean, I have two kids born 12 years apart, and I can tell you right now it is so much more expensive now than it was when my first youngster was born. But I genuinely think if, like, you know, if you're not like, you know, eating beans on toast 4 or 5 days a week because you're so poor, and you're a fairly responsible person, I think go for it. Because
we had beans on toast a lot when I was a kid. You know, our fish fingers. Pet mince.
Okay, sorry.
My ma used to send me to the shop to get the pet mince for the dog.
So back in your day, I suppose you had 15 miles in the snow just to get to the shop.
No,
you?
The shop's just across the road. She'd go over and say, "Get some pet mince for the dog," and I'd say, "But we haven't got a dog." And she doesn't. It doesn't matter. Just go over and get pet mince.
No, but you can. I mean, like, if you really want kids, you'll do it because I mean, the very fact that you have a helpless human being dependent on you for everything, it's enough of a kick in the arse for a lot of people to say, right, I need to get a better job, or I need to go back to education, or I need to start doing a few mixers on the side. You know, I mean, becoming a parent made me fucking grow up overnight. Like, you know, so like if you really sat down and did out the math before you had kids on how much it's actually going to cost to have kids, I don't think anybody would. You know, but like when you're in the position and your feet are held to the fire, the vast, vast, vast majority of people that I know have rose to the occasion.
Mm. I mean, yeah, you know, Steve, the regular caller to the show that you all love so much. I mean, look at him. You know, look at the way he changed. Suddenly he went from being this kind of criminal with no money to being somebody with a job and a kid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
and an asshole at the same time, sometimes
that.
Too, sometimes.
But not everybody does that, Noel.
Yeah, I mean, we can all be assholes. You can be an asshole by times too, can you just point out?
Oh, I could be the biggest one. But no, yeah, okay. Well, come here. That child isn't what turned him around. And to be very honest,
I think it was. I think it was.
The child had something to do with it.
Yeah.
That child isn't that old. What age is his child?
Three, I think.
Three.
No, two,
yeah,
I think.
So.
It's amazing that he's all know his whole life. Three. I think the child is three.
And I could tell his name is his star sign.
But now he's been spouting shite about how he's changed his life for how many years? Like for a good few years.
No, not really. No, over the last 2 or 3 years. Yeah. So I think the child has changed his life. The point is children do change anyway. Right. But
I think they do.
But all I'm saying to you all is when you're saying to me, you know, you should have the money. Our parents didn't really have the money, but they didn't believe in contraception. They just went and had kids.
They got bored.
Well, no, they believed in contraception. They couldn't get it.
But this is true,
but
yeah.
But you know what? Now, looking at it, it was total different days back then. That's when they had to cope. Like my mum would say, my mum grew up in a 2-up, 2-down. There was 8 kids and 2 parents. So there was 10 people in that house. The expectations weren't as high, you know, that like you ate what was put on the table. It's not like now where you've 4 kids and you have to make 5 different dinners, one for each.
Well, that's not a reason to have kids. That's your fault.
That is your fault.
Oh, no.
You shouldn't be giving the kids a bleeding menu. You know what I mean?
Hang on.
No, one at a time. Sorry, Dave. What did you say there, Dave?
I hear this from people so much, and I don't understand it. Where they're like, oh, you have to cook 3 different dinners. There's one dinner cooked in my house every day, and if you don't eat it, you can either cook something for yourself or you go hungry. Like this idea that to have kids, you have to have 2 cars and you have to have the nicest house and you have to go on 3 family holidays a year. It's a load of bollocks. If you want to have kids and you want to give kids a good life, you can do that while being maybe not on the minimum wage, but like, if you 2 people work a minimum wage, you can get family income support. If you're in a council house, I mean, you know, like you're more or less sorted for housing. You know, like what I don't agree with is people who are living in a hotel room and having more kids. I think that's irresponsible. But the idea that it's become so expensive that you can't have children, like, in a sense, it is right, depending on where you live. Like, I live in a rural life, so, you know, it's a lot more affordable to live where I live than it would be to be living in Dublin.
No, no, well, Dave, you probably couldn't afford to do what you do in Dublin.
No, I couldn't. If I was working the job that I'm working now, and on the money I'm on now, and I was living in Dublin, I'd be pulling my hair out every payday. So I am, in a sense, speaking for, I've got to hear, believe me or not. I'm personally speaking from a place of...
I have to go, I have to go back to my kids, so I will talk to you later.
See you, Lorraine, bye. Let me go to Bernie as well. Bernie, hi, how are you?
Great, it's a great day today, I'm so happy.
why is everybody coming on the air saying it's a great day today?
Stop.
Now he started crying at the end.
I don't give a shit.
He's
the fucker.
The fucker.
He didn't quote Star Wars in his speech, no?
No, he didn't quote a movie this time. He normally does. Bernie, are you happy to see him go, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, bye-bye.
I am.
Don't shut the door after.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Close the door.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not. He didn't represent the Ireland I want to see coming up for our families and children and grandchildren. I'm sorry, he doesn't.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. He doesn't represent for a lot of people. He's right to go.
Yeah, he
should have went. He should have went a long time ago. Actually, in fairness.
Exactly. He should have gone before COVID.
Yeah. I would agree. But hey, there's worse to come. What would happen if Hannah McEntee takes his position? Oh.
Leo,
who is going to come in and clean up all this shit after him? Nobody.
Well, look, then
it's going to take a cooperative to fix this country. The Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil or Sinn Féin will not fix this country. I encourage and I implore everybody, go out and vote for independence or independent smaller independent parties like AIM2 or Independent Ireland or whatever it happens to be. Go out and independent politicians. Don't vote for the traditional parties anymore. Stop voting for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I concur with that. I do, and I'm going to read every man, and if they come to the door, I'm going to have a list. They'd be sick looking at me, because I'd be at the door for 5 hours with my list, and I'm going to make sure that I
And tell them
everything.
Tell them what I said, Bernie. Tell them Niall Boylan said this. Okay, sorry, Bernie.
And not only that, Niall, they should not be allowed to have, they should not get a pension, they should not get anything, pay checks, they shouldn't be getting anything until they prove their worth.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Couldn't agree with you more. By the way, Bernie, back to the other thing, should you have to have money to have kids?
Unfortunately, I'm the oldest of 12, and it was a wing and a prayer back in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
And they had nothing, and we got through fine. We're all qualified and
doesn't that prove the point? You don't need money then, doesn't it?
No. Well, my dad never took, he was a very proud man. He said if he was going to have the children, he was going to work and do all the overtime, and whatever he had to get a job, he'd do it. And that's what he did. And it worked hard. It worked really hard. We never got anything from anybody or anything for nothing. I went on to have my children, and unfortunately, my husband lost his job. So it was very difficult, but we managed, and we did everything. And we had the basics, but we were, and I lived in Dublin. It was hard going, but, I mean, I got to it. And nowadays, it's like you need a small city to rear a child now. It's got so different, and I don't recognise. I really feel sorry for parents. The cost of, there's no grannies allowed to mind children now. They have to have nearly a degree and a PhD, and it's wrong. You can't, they're paying 3,000 a month to get their children minded. How could that be right?
Mm-hmm. No, I absolutely agree with you, and it is crazy. We've changed our priorities. Yeah, sorry, Angela.
Now, can I just kind of, not off the topic there, but if, can I just say as well, when people are voting, don't tell them fuck off from the door, right? Excuse my language. Stand there and argue with them and ask them questions. Don't shoot them from the door. Don't give them that easy way out.
Mm.
Have your questions ready. Have them all ready.
Yeah, but they'll just, yeah, but here's the thing.
That comes to your door.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They'll just lie to you.
No. This is what I'm saying. Don't give them, they're expecting, a lot of them are expecting to go to doors and be either told to go away or have a nice chat or what. Have your questions ready.
Okay, so you're going to ask them, what are you going to do about immigration? What are you going to do about, I don't know, whatever it happens to be, healthcare, whatever it is. They'll just lie to you because they have to toe the party line. It doesn't matter what they say to you at the door. It's what the party believes. And if the party believes that we should continue this reckless immigration policy, they'll keep doing it. No matter what the person at the door says to you. Because they have no power.
Ask them, do they agree with it?
Okay, well, they don't agree with it. But that doesn't make any difference. If they're Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil or Sinn Féin, they're going to have to run with it anyway. Whether they agree with it or not.
But what I'm saying is ask the questions to them, fire them to them, and then at the end of all that, turn around and tell them, fuck off. You know?
I just waste a bit of their time. Yeah. Okay.
The other thing is, Bernie.
Well, hang on. Sorry, Bernie, I want to say something there finally, because that's
the Dutch Prime Minister went on today, and I watched him on YouTube there before I come on, and yeah. I have to say he made such perfect sense. I mean, he was very straight and very honest in what he's going to do for his country, and I really appreciate it. It made me feel good listening to him.
What did he say?
He said that he said Muslims were no longer allowed to build their mosques in his country, that this was whatever way his country went, that it was no hate, that he was going to close the border, should be managed by his country, and that people who are from a faith that doesn't faith that's not like our own, that we are a basic yeah. Catholic background. He said he did not want them coming to our country, the Islamics, okay. bringing their hatred and their murdering ways. If you watch it, it's very interesting how he put. I'm not wording it very well at all, but I
know a lot of countries feel the same way. Sweden, only last week, by the way, there are a European MEP who said that she had campaigned, to allow all refugees into Sweden. She's now said, I've changed my mind. I now realise I was wrong. She said, the crime rate has gone up, all this kind of stuff. And she said, you know, and I see the country that I used to live in has changed so much. And I'm so sorry to all the people that I told that we should be welcoming refugees. She said, I'm now saying the opposite. Yep.
Yeah. Well,
and she's a social democrat.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to spread.
I'm not trying to spread it. Go ahead, Bernie. I'm not trying to spread what?
I'm not spreading disinformation. I actually watched him, and it's about 5 minutes long, this clip on YouTube. Yeah. And he made perfect sense. And he made me feel that if we followed some of the steps he was going to implement in Holland, I think it would make our country back to what we want.
Yeah, but the problem is, and I agree with you, Bernie, but the problem is that 90% of the politicians that will call to your doors, yours, Dave, yours, Angela, are all lefties. They're all people before profits, social democrats, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, they're all lefties.
But yeah, we've all been accused of being far right and all sorts. We've been accused of being far right because we speak our truth and speak the honest, how we feel. Surely to God it matters for something.
Okay, well listen, lads and ladies, I have to wrap it up. Thank you very much indeed. Eamon Ryan has given out a statement, by the way. He said, Varadkar is an energetic and committed leader. He's delusional. Green Party, Eamon Ryan said, Leo Varadkar has been an energetic and committed leader of the country who is always supportive of government colleagues. I don't know. He hasn't listened to the people. There's also a WhatsApp voice note there to me as well. I think I played it already, but I'll see what it's saying. Let me see.
Hello, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to come on today. Unfortunately, I'm going to be working and won't be able to attend. A very interesting subject. Obviously, I think the affordability, is directly related to mismanagement of housing and so on, and also probably directly associated with our recent referendum where parents who want to, particularly women who want to parent at home, can't afford to because they have to go out and work to pay exorbitant mortgages and indeed rental if that's what they're doing. So I think it's a very worthwhile topic and I will try to listen even though I can't attend. Thanks for the option though. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. Now, thank you very much indeed for everybody who got involved in the show. I'm sorry the show today was a little bit all over the place at one or two points. We had to bring different people on and get a reaction for the previous topic, which is on the previous podcast, because we, as you know, we do two a day in relation to Leo Varadkar stepping down and resigning. I think the majority of people in the country believe this is a good thing. They probably should have done it years ago. But I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's too late. I know that's really sad to say, because I think it's going to take us years to recover from the absolute and utter mess they've made of the country. And it's not just Leo Varadkar. He's not the only one, by the way. Leo Varadkar doesn't make decisions on his own. It's Eamon Ryan. It's Micheál Martin. It's Mary Lou MacDonald. It's Paul Murphy. It's the Social Democrats. It's the whole lot of them. They're useless. They're all useless. They're all singing from the same hymn sheet, more or less. Some more extreme than others, obviously. Social Democrats would be more socialist, and so would Sinn Féin, etc., etc. And I urge you, and I can do this because it's my podcast. I can't do it on the radio. Don't vote for any of them. Please don't vote for any of them. They're all the same. They're useless. They have the same policies. They will continue to destroy the country. Let's have a change. If you want real change, don't do what you did the last time and vote for Sinn Féin. They're not change. Remember, I said it already to you. Mary Lou was the one of the doll last week talking about pregnant people. You know what I mean? So let's be clear. They're all singing from the same hymn sheet. Mary Lou asked you to vote yes in a referendum, which you clearly all voted no for. They're all the same. They're useless. Vote for an independent party. You've got Independent Ireland. You've got AIM2. You've got the Irish Freedom Party, if that's the way you're inclined. You've got other parties out there, independents as well. You've got lots of parties out there to vote for. And most importantly, when it comes to Europe, make sure you vote for the right person. Remember, 75% of our legislation comes from Europe. So you might not see what European MEPs do. But currently at the moment, generally speaking, we've a bunch of wasters representing us in Europe who are all too progressive and too left-wing. And they're all voting yes to everything. They're destroying farming and agriculture. They're voting for legislation to silence you, the digital treaty and other things like that. They're voting for all of these things, which all are implemented into Irish law. So it's really important you vote for the right person. The majority of those candidates so far that have been announced, and they haven't all been announced yet, the majority of those are all left-wing. They're not right-wing or centre-right. Nobody's saying, by the way, that, you know, you have to vote for some sort of extreme right-wing nutcase that's a racist. That wouldn't be the case at all. You need to vote for somebody, in my view, that's centre-right, that can bring us back a notch or two, because we have run away with ourselves and destroyed the country. It'll take years to fix it. Thank you to everybody who got involved in the show today. Please, please do support the show. It's really important that you support the show. And you donate or you subscribe, because we can't afford to do this on our own. We love giving you a voice for social issues, for news issues, whatever it happens to be. We love to give you a voice, an uncensored voice, where you can say what you want. If you want to say things like the government are a bunch of arseholes, you can come on and say that. We don't mind. You won't get to say that on Joe Duffy. You won't get to say that on any radio show in this country. But you get to say it on this show. Ireland's only fully interactive live broadcast every single day. And it's your show, so please support us. Go to our website, nileboylan.com. That's nileboylan.com. Don't forget, you can listen to the show live there as well, by the way. You don't have to watch it on Facebook or X. You can listen to it live on the website. Subscribe to us. Donate. Even give us a fiver. Just a fiver of your money today would really help us to pay the bills at the end of this month. Because, believe me, it costs thousands. And we never have enough. We put our hands in our own pockets every single month. So please help us to do that. NileBoylan.com. Just a small donation or a big donation if you can afford it. Whatever you like. Thank you very much indeed for joining us today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at 12. Until then, have a great day.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.